Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jed is, you know, someone who's extremely progressive, forward-thinking, honest with himself about the organization. And he's always been at the forefront of our attempts to change and to modernize. So Cubs are getting the benefit of fresh eyes, so to speak.
President of Baseball Operations for the Chicago Cubs, Jed Hoyer.
My job is, you know, to do what I think is the right thing for, you know, the health of this franchise. And, you know, I want to make sure that we can build, you know, that next great Cubs team.
One of the architects of the 2016 World Series champions, Chicago Cubs.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Jed Hoyer, building and talking Chicago Cubs baseball with Mully and Haw.
Because I have utmost trust in those guys, starting with Jed, of course, from the top.
On 670 The Score.
Welcome back. It's opening day. Mully and Haw, Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are time now to go to our guest hotline, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book, where we find the Cubs team president, Jed Hoyer. Good morning, Jed. How are you?
I'm great. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Thank you for joining us today. Looks like it's going to be a nice day, a cold day, but how would you compare it weather-wise to other opening days that you've experienced here in Chicago?
This is pretty good. You know what? It looks like it's going to be somewhat chilly, but it doesn't look terrible. It doesn't look uncomfortable. So I think when we're still in March, I think we'll take not too uncomfortable as a positive.
I think we'll take that. I think we'll take the snow that came yesterday. As long as it's not today, that's okay. It's acceptable. We can live with that. All right, Jed, we got a lot to get to. Let's start with, I really found interesting your interview in the Chicago Tribune, where you said this, and it kind of stood out to me. That right now, as you approach the 2023 season, after a really busy, active, productive offseason, you're on the front edge of where we want to be. What does that mean in terms of expectations for this year? Because I think a lot of people want to know, is this a year that the expectation is to make the playoffs?
I think that's certainly the hope going in. I mean, as I'm driving in today, certainly it's the start of a marathon. But I certainly, you know, the hope is that we're able to compete. But I think the reason I say sort of the front edge is that, you know, I feel really great about where we are as a team, as a group. I think that in terms of pieces that we control long term, and in terms of where we are as a minor league system, both in terms of the quality of coaches and also in quality of the players we have up and down the system, I feel like as an organization, I think we're really healthy right now and in a really good place. And I think that the like those flowers and those trees are going to start to sprout out of the ground. And I feel really great about that. So I think we're on the front edge of getting back to, you know, kind of where we were starting in 2015. Now, I think I've said a number of times, 2015 was unexpected and incredibly special. And, you know, I think always talking about the front edge being like 2015 is really difficult, but I do have really high hopes for the season. And I have really high hopes for the organization.
And part of securing that future included the move that was made official last night. Nico Hoerner signs a 3-year contract extension. And, Jed, from a outside perspective, it looks like it's one of those deals that is good for both sides. You have the benefit of, you know, buying out some arbitration years and 1 year of free agency. He has the benefit of some financial security for a guy that, frankly, you know, has only played one full season. So Was that, how do you view that deal, and how difficult was it to get done?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, he's such an easy guy to want to invest in. He's just A++ makeup. You know, he's just a great kid, super driven, loves baseball, does everything he can to get better every day. I mean, everything, he's sort of everything you want when you draft a kid, and I did not want any way to not have him here. We talked about so many different structures. I mean, that was actually a really long negotiation, and certainly it was made more difficult by his career arc. He's had some injuries. We brought him up to the big leagues too early because we were desperate for a shortstop in 2019. Then COVID hit and had the weird season where he probably would have played the whole year in the minors had there been a season, but there wasn't a season to play in. And so his career has been as strange in terms of a career arc as you can imagine. And so it probably made things a little bit more difficult to find the right structure, but I'm really glad we did. And I certainly hope he's a Cub for a long, long time because he's sort of everything you want in a person to represent the organization. And I love how he plays.
No doubt about it. I think it's easy to understand why the Cubs would want to invest in him. It's been easy to see why there's been such a he's been so dependable so early in his career. But Jed, I know you may not look at it this way, but from the outside, obviously. So now it's like, okay, now you got Horner done. What about Happ? And the questions start to come for Ian Happ and maybe for you later today. Ian did not shut the door on negotiating a contract extension during the season. I know that you may have your policy, but is that a possibility, or is it now, hey, once they throw the first pitch, this is baseball from here on out?
Well, I would say this. It's not really our policy. I always think that for the most part, I think that when people talk about not negotiating after opening day, it's actually more of a player-driven thing. I think they want to be really focused and not think about it. And, you know, from our standpoint, I mean, I don't have to hit any fastballs. And so I don't, you know, I think to myself, if that's a distraction they can handle, then that's okay. So as a rule, that's more of a player driven policy than our policy. Yeah, I struggle with it, this whole concept of talking about negotiations publicly, because I do think that when you talk about negotiations or where the two sides are, I think it can kind of erode the trust between the two sides. But I'll just say that, you know, both sides, I think, have worked really hard, you know, on a deal. Obviously, we would have a deal if we were perfectly aligned right now. But all that said, I'd love to keep Ian here long term. I think for a lot of things I said about Nico, he's a, you know, great person, you know, works hard every day to get better, represents the organization incredibly well, and is a really good two-way player. So, I hope at some point we get something done. When that might be, I don't know. But, you know, we'll keep working on it, whether it's, you know, quietly in season with no one knowing, or maybe it's after the season. But certainly the fact that we didn't line up now, in my mind at least, does not shut the door on something going forward. Because the same thing I said about Nico,
right?
I'd love to have him here for a long time.
Absolutely. I mean, he's coming off an all-star season. So you look at him and probably, hey, I got some leverage here. Let's start talking. On the other hand, from your point of view, you look at your minor league system, it's stocked with outfielders. PCA, I think he was making a circus catch every day during spring training, Jed. You have a lot of minor leaguers at the outfield positions that make you feel good about the future. How much does that factor into whether it's Ian Happ or any contract negotiation?
It always does. I mean, certainly, you know, I'd be lying to say that our focus on, you know, we have very focused on the shortstop market this winter, and then obviously very focused on wrapping up Nico. I mean, certainly we don't feel like we have, you know, guys that are ready to step in from the minor leagues at those positions, and that obviously is something that we factor in. You know, I think, of course, you factor it in. I always try to balance, you know, the excitement that you have on minor league players, and we do have a ton of very talented outfielders, but then also balance that with the knowledge that it's hard to come up and contribute right away, you know. And, you know, when we're in a more of a down cycle where you can give guys a lot more runway, so to speak, to break in, it's a lot easier than, you know, when, you know, we're competing, it's much more difficult. So that is a fine balance you're trying to make between balancing, bringing guys up and allowing them the runway to develop. We're also trying to compete at the same time. And, you know, obviously a player like Ian, for example, I mean, he was a top prospect. He came up, you know, he had his ups and downs and has now established himself. I don't take that career arc for granted, because I think in some ways he's indicative of how hard it can be early on in your career to break in. I mean, look at some of the guys that we had. Schwarber's a good example of that too, that it was not a perfectly linear path to get to, you know, the really excellent place he is right now.
Talking with Jed Hoyer, the Cubs team president here on the Mullin and Haas show, right here on The Score. Jed, this has been an active offseason. I think it's been a productive offseason. You invested more than $300 million in free agents, and you look at your roster, you look in your clubhouse, and there's some proven guys there. Pitching and defense is what you definitely have leaned into. That's a good way to build a team that you want to get back into the playoffs. Do you concede? Can you look at this roster, though, and feel like, offensively, do you still need a little bit more? Does it need a little bit more pop in that lineup, or do you feel good about the way you'll be able to manufacture runs?
Yeah, you know, when I look at both this team and then where we are going forward, I think that's going to be something that we're going to be heavily focused on is more power, you know, sort of a more explosive offense. I think we'll play really good defense, especially up the middle. I think we'll be, a team that does a lot of little things really well. I think we have a number of really good hitters, but I think we could definitely use some more thump in the middle of the lineup. I don't think that's unfair at all. And like I said, I think it's something we'll be focused on a lot over the next 2 years to go find those kind of players that I feel like, change the way a lineup operates. I think we have a lot of good players, but we don't have, we're lacking a couple of guys in the middle of the lineup that can really change the game. And I think that's something that's, it'll be something that we think about a lot over the next few years.
One of those guys that could help a lot offensively, Seiya Suzuki. Certainly he reported to camp. Jed, he looked jacked. He looked like an NFL cornerback. He was obviously added some bulk and some muscle, and he then had the oblique strain. I wondered a couple things. Number one, where is he in terms of his return? I saw that he played in a minor league game. You wonder how quickly that means he could return to the Cubs. And secondly, did anything, and this may seem like a dumb question, did anything about his offseason regimen, though, affect, make him more prone to that kind of injury that he suffered early in camp?
Well, I guess going to the second part first, I don't know is the honest answer. He looked amazing when he showed up. He's gotten so strong, was really hitting exceptionally well. I mean, he's sort of the talk of camp early on. That's how hard he was hitting it and how easy he does it. It doesn't look like he's swinging hard at all, and the ball explodes off his bat. that's a good question, whether or not the added bulk led to the oblique injury. I don't think we'll ever know, but certainly it's something that we're trying to address now. I don't think he's lost any bulk during the rehab, but certainly working really hard on mobility stuff to make sure this doesn't happen again that's been the biggest focus. So he's playing defense in minor league games right now just to, you know, kind of get his conditioning. He's been running a lot, running bases, throwing a lot. And from a hitting standpoint, he's been taking batting practice on the field for about a week. And I think the next step will be getting into minor league games in Arizona here, hopefully, probably the end of the weekend. And then as that goes on, hopefully he can go on a rehab assignment to Tennessee or Iowa pretty soon. So he's not far off. We think he should be active in the not too distant future, but he also missed all of spring training. He literally did this the day before the first game or the day of the first game. So I do think we have to remember that there's the physical part, which is getting healthy, and then there's the timing part, and he missed all of spring, so we need to get him enough at-bats to be ready.
Jed Dansby Swanson is straight out of Central Casting, perfect for the Cubs, perfect for Marquee Sports Network, perfect in the way that he represents your organization. Anybody would want him. You got him. Started slow in spring training. Did you wonder? Did you start to worry? Are you above that yet? And what's realistic to expect from him this season?
So I think you can sort of hold two thoughts in your head. You know, when you watch it, you're like, yeah, I'm not the least bit worried. I've seen this so many times when, guys struggle in spring and then they take off when the season starts. And I've seen the opposite. I was used Jock Peterson as the example of his best player I've ever seen in 2021 spring training, and then started out in April and couldn't buy a hit. So it ultimately, like, spring stats really don't matter. But I think just for his mental well-being, I think, playing well at the end, hitting a couple homers at the end, I'm sure helped him. Just everyone wants to succeed a couple of times before they head north. And listen, there's a real weight of expectations when you sign a big contract. And he's well aware of that, but I think you're always thinking that when you sign a guy that you hope that they realize that you're paying them to do exactly what they've done before, not to do something bigger or better or have to put more pressure on themselves. And I mean, listen, if he plays the way he has the last 3 years, we're going to be thrilled, because I think he does so many things well on the field. He's such a great defender, such a good base runner. He's got, you know, real power at the plate, and he's just unbelievable in terms of as a leader and as someone that I just think the way he plays the game should be infectious to the Cubs for a long time. So I'm thrilled that we have him.
Cubs team president Jed Hoyer for a few more moments here on The Score. Okay, Jed, I was surprised Christopher Morel is starting the season in Iowa. I was even more surprised Rowan Wick not on the opening day roster. What went into those decisions to not include those guys?
Sure. Well, in the case of Morel, you know, one of the things we talked about is that he's still a young player. We need him to be getting at bats, and we didn't feel like he'd be getting really regular work. And that was our thought, is let him go down to Iowa, let him kind of get started, play every single day. And then, you know, when we need him and when we need him to play often, I think we'll certainly call on him, and we know he's capable. But to have him up here in a role where he's getting really spotty at bats, we didn't think that's not the right thing for not only Christopher for the year, but also really for us. You know, I think that he's not going to play as well as he can if he's doing that. So I think it was the right decision. He's such a wonderful kid. He took it really well, and I think he's going to play for the Cubs a ton this summer. It's just not going to be right away. And then with Rowan Wick, we just felt like he's been really good for us for a long time, but we felt like we had some guys throwing the ball better. And certainly once he sort of gets back to where he normally is, I think he'll be up here as well.
Jed, Luis Torrens is a very interesting addition to the opening day roster. It gives you three catchers, and maybe people saw that one coming. I was a little surprised, but I strengthen numbers. What's behind the decision to keep Torrens on the 26-man roster?
Yeah, well, first of all, he played great this spring. He is versatile. He can play a bunch of different spots, and I think, you know, probably won't use him at those spots unless we have to in game. You know, if it's a kind of a strange game situation, we would use him. But I think he'll be a bat off the bench. Certainly allow Rossi some flexibility to do different things, but. Now, he's a really interesting player from a career arc standpoint, you know, highly regarded prospect, but got Rule 5, and it's amazing how much that does kind of mess up your career arc. And so we just felt like he's a really talented catcher. He's 26 years old, and sometimes catchers develop late. And, you know, we saw enough things in him this spring, and both as a player and as a person, that we certainly didn't want to just let him walk. And if we didn't add him to the roster, he would have gone to another team to be on the 26-man roster. So, you know, some ways that decision was forced, and we certainly did not want to lose him given what we had seen and given how hard it is to find, you know, to find catching and knowing that sometimes catching develops a little bit later.
Before we let you go, we've got a couple more things, but we want to point out Lurie Children's Hospital, ranked number one children's hospital in Illinois by the U.S. News & World Report, located in downtown Chicago, 225 East Chicago Avenue. Jed, very near and dear to your heart. Lurie Children's Hospital is something that you feel very strongly about.
It is. I mean, I've been involved with them for, you know, almost 10 years now, and I can't imagine a better organization with more caring doctors and nurses and staff members. And it's a pleasure to sort of give what time I have to them on a volunteer basis and on a, you know, board member basis. And obviously anything people can do to help out is really helpful. Like I said, I can't imagine a better cause, just making sure we can keep the children of this city, you know, as safe and healthy as possible.
We won't keep too much more of your time. Two last questions. Number one, when do you think we'll see Kyle Hendricks? And number two, I know it's not your call. Ninth inning today, Cubs lead by one. Who gets the ball as a closer?
Two good questions. So Kyle looks and feels great right now. He's been throwing a ton. You know, I think he has live batting practices scheduled this weekend or maybe on Monday. So he's getting there, and he's, like I say, he's progressing well and seems to be in great spirits. And you know, I certainly left Arizona feeling really optimistic about his season. So I don't think we'll see him in April, but I think, you know, after that, I think it could certainly happen, and we'll sort of play it you know, play it by ear and see how he's progressing. But nothing right now indicates that he's not feeling fantastic. And yeah, it's a good question. Obviously, that's up to Rossi, and to a certain extent, he'll use his feel. But yeah, you know, certainly, other than the last hiccup on the last day, Fulmer looked great this spring, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him, you know, run out there in the ninth.
Enjoy today, Jed. Really appreciate your time. Good luck this season, and we'll be talking with you.
Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
Cubs team president Jed Hoyer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.